Network Marketing 2.0, episode 015. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here, and I have some really exciting things to share with you here. Today we're going to be talking about why you should listen in daily to, obviously, this show, but why you should listen to network marketing audio training every single day. If you search for Network Marketing 2 on the podcast application of any smartphone, it should come right up. You can also search for my name, which is Ola Abitagu. This episode is a special one, and we're excited to be bringing this to the world. Are you ready to upgrade? Here's a quick Network Marketing 2.0 podcast rank update in the first 12 days that it launched. iTunes new and noteworthy business category, number 74. Search phrase home business. If you search for home business on your iTunes, it should come back up at it's shown at number 3 right now on my personal device. If you search for network marketing, it shows at number 29 as of today. You know, it fluctuates, so it depends on what device. But if you search for network marketing too, it should come right up, okay? So majority of the smartphones out there today are either iOS or an Android device. If you own an iPhone, that's an iOS device. And iTunes podcast application should already be on it. So for Android, you should have the Google Play Store, and you can simply search for our free app on there. We have a free app for you, and you can listen to brand new daily network marketing training easily. Okay, pretty sweet, right? So in the show notes, which you can find at networkmarketing2show.com, you should be able to link to the different links of the podcast. Okay, so here's a quick story on why audio consumption podcast in the digital age is key to your success in network marketing. When I was growing up, reading was not my favorite thing to do. I enjoyed a lot more math and numbers. I didn't really realize how much it affected me until my last year in high school. But then I forgot all about this challenge again until my last year in college, NJIT, Newark, New Jersey. In my community college, a school that I went to for 3 semesters before college, I took 2 classes of English and I flunked both of them. And I couldn't understand why. In my 4-year computer engineering degree program at NJIT, I was only required to take 1 English class. I actually attempted to avoid taking it at all. Well, they caught up to me in the last year and required me to take it before I could advance or graduate. So let me tell you how important listening to daily podcasts is to your network marketing success. It's pretty much non-negotiable. It's free, so there are no excuses. I went to elementary and high school in Nigeria, where my heritage comes from. Most of my colleagues were actually very good in reading and writing. In fact, my best friend was an international graduate level novel reader during our time in high school. Nigeria is one of the best English speaking countries in the world. It's essentially the only way for the 100 plus local languages to communicate, if you can imagine. So my reading challenge wasn't a disability to read, nor was it because of a third world country status. It was just me not having the interest in reading for too long. It was all my fault. So most recently, my 7-year-old first son, to me, then 6 years old in his first grade, it was just last year, was not picking up on his reading fast enough. So I thought it could be my fault again. He was born here in the States, like me, but he's been raised here, unlike me, okay? So after looking into it, I had to put him in a one-on-one tutoring with Huntington Learning Center, and that cost me about $10,000. Thank God for this business. As you can see, writing is a big part of my life today, and I enjoy it. I do it every morning, but I still don't enjoy reading. 2 different things, right? So obviously I need to know how to read before I can write, right? So I'm talking about just the part where maybe I'm supposed to enjoy it. That's just not me. So I just don't enjoy reading. When I got into the free enterprise arena back in early 2005, I needed to read a lot. I had enough passion to want to learn everything about building a business from scratch, but I get tired of reading way too soon. Eventually, I found out that it wasn't just me. Most people, for maybe other reasons, can't have or simply just does not have the time to read enough to change their financial blueprints, which is a necessity. If you want to build a thriving network marketing business, you have to read a lot. You have to consume a lot of information to help you change your mindset because, you know, anyway, this is what Eric Worre had to say about it. Eric Worre is the author of GoPro. And I quote, "When it comes to books and videos, you read and or watch once, but maybe twice, but there's something about audio that worked for me." And, close to quote. Most of the top earning network marketing legends all listen to audio training on a regular daily basis. When I read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, I did only once. But I've listened to the audiobook version more than 3 times, and I plan on doing that at least once a year, and I enjoy listening to this audio, especially success and mindset programming types. Within 2 to 3 years from 2005, my first year in business, audiobooks and podcasts started to become very popular. As I was learning about building businesses, I encountered multitasking. You know, earlier on, before 2005, that is, I enjoyed listening to radio talk show as I do other things like working out in the gym, and, you know, doing just other things. If you know my story, you know that I worked at FedEx between 1999 and 2006 for 7 years. As I drove on the road at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, my 4 years would go by so quickly because I always had an earpiece and I would be listening. From 2000 to 2005, I was listening to my favorite radio talk morning shows such as The Star and Bob White Morning Show, Miss Jones in the Morning, Steve Harvey Morning Show. I would switch between channels, between commercials as I delivered the P1 priority packages from 8 till 10:30 a.m. before heading out to class at NJIT. In fact, that's exactly what I was doing when 9/11 hit that morning in 2011. I was delivering a package to an apartment on College Ave in New Brunswick. But something changed in December 2004. I was invited to a seminar that introduced me to the wild possibilities of building a business from scratch, even if you were not already rich. By mid-2005, I was finishing my master's degree in engineering management, which only helped expose me to project management and self-motivated employment opportunities. Then I started to consume a lot of success and mindset programming audiobooks on the road as I delivered for FedEx. I did that until 2006, which is when I quit FedEx. What was the result of listening to audio, now podcast for the digital age, right? In December 2005, I made my first $10,000 and I've never looked back. I did work at FedEx till October 2006, like I said earlier, but I've not had a regular job ever since. It's been 10 years this year, right? As you can probably see, we're just getting started. I'm pumped and fired up to deliver massive value. Help network marketers break free of unnecessary struggles by showing them how to really live and build a business the smart way in the 21st century. I'm going to be having to give a chunk of that credit to listening to audio, daily audio all these years. See, network marketing, podcasts, and audio training has the power to speak success into your subconscious and program your brain for success, even if you face in and out while listening. I've launched a few podcasts and one of my best students found me on this platform. But this one is here to stay. There are not too many quality podcasts out there telling the truth of digital age smart income. That's what inspired the launch of the Network Marketing 2 show. In fact, a 10 to 13 minutes brand new episode is released at 12 noon, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Guess what? That's a whole lot of what you need to become a champion in this business. And you're probably listening to one of them, of course, right? So I assume that you may miss days in between because we all live in a busy world, right? But you can catch up in the evening and on the weekends. You can sit down in your study room and listen to 4 to 5 episodes in 1 hour. You can take notes if you have the room to do that. You don't have to. You can still with programming your subconscious for success. This helped me stay fired up when I needed a boost. What you'll find is that your story will be rewritten for success from the inside out. Network marketing, especially 2.0 for the digital age, is simple. What makes it hard for many people is the mindset. What makes people quit prematurely without a resourceful spirit is the mindset. What makes people struggle financially with the simplicity of sales, marketing, and scaling in the digital age is the mindset. What creates fear of the unknown in moving forward in execution is lack of the right mindset. The mindset has to be programmed. That's your responsibility. You can't just wake up and decide to change your financial mindset and blueprint, but you can decide to start programming it daily, starting with the Network Marketing 2.0 podcast. Okay? So are you ready to upgrade your business and income? I will see you on the next episode. Again, the show notes, you'll find the links. The show notes is at networkmarketing2show.com. And peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book, and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.